After drinking all night, I could drink no more, and I made my bed on the barroom floor. I fell asleep with a troubled brain and dreamed I rode on the hellbound train. The boiler was filled with liquor and beer. The devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were a mixed up crew, churchmen, atheists, Baptist and Jew. Rich in broadcloth, poor in rags, beautiful girls and wrinkled hags, black men, yellow men, red and white, we were chained together and filled with fright. An imp was shoveling human bones, and the furnace roared with a thousand groans. The train rushed on at a terrible pace, and I shivered at the smile on the devil's face. Loud and terrible thunder crashed, whiter and brighter lightning flashed, hotter still the air became, as on we rode on the hellbound train. Wilder and darker the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew, then came a fearful shrieking yell, "Get ready, my friends, the next stop is hell." Then I screamed, "Oh devil, stop this train and free me from these evil chains. It's too late now," the devil grinned, "your soul is mine for all your sins. You've bullied the weak, you've scorned the poor, you've cheated, you've lied, you've sinned and swore. Your soul is mine forevermore. To hell you'll go," the devil roared. Then I awoke with a sober cry and screamed, "Oh Lord, don't let me die." My body was chilling, drenched with sweat from a terrible ride I'll never forget. So now I pray each waking hour to be saved from hell and the devil's power. So when the Maker calls my name, I'll pay no fare on that hellbound train.